Well, we'll move on now to a slightly more upbeat story about the marine world, a story about how marine species can lend a hand to other areas of biological research. Scientists have reported in Nature that a fluorescent protein called, wait for it, it's quite a mouthful, MIRIS-FP, that was originally isolated from the reef-building coral Lobophilia, is ideal for high-resolution microscopy. Now, fluorescent proteins like GFP, or green fluorescent protein, originally isolated from a species of jellyfish called the crystal jelly, have been in use since about the mid-90s. They've allowed a massive breakthrough in the study of cellular function because, unlike other microscopy stains that are really toxic to cells, GFP and similar proteins like this new MIRIS-FP can safely be used in living cells. The gene that codes for the fluorescent protein is inserted into the genome of the cell or the organism to be studied, so that when a particular protein is produced by the cell, the fluorescent protein is expressed as well, and it acts like a tag to track the protein's position and movement in cells and whole animals. So, for example, you could look at the distribution of a particular protein in the brain during embryonic development. Now, what's really exciting about this new fluorescent marker protein, MIRIS-FP, is that it can be photo-switched to emit either red or green light. The Nature paper's author, Jochen Fuchs, and his team showed that the marker allowed them to track dynamic processes in living cells at high resolution. Now, obviously, there's a lot of computing power going on in this sort of microscope work, and the researchers had to genetically modify the protein to give it the exact properties they wanted. But it's pretty cool that life in the oceans continues to throw up new surprises and new avenues of improving research. And it really just goes to show how we need to protect the oceans and all the creatures we haven't discovered yet, because we don't know how they might be useful for us in the future as well.